I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to BollandBranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and Branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepherd, he's joining us from New York City. And we're here with you, people listening all over North America. That means Montreal, Vancouver, San Diego, Honolulu, Anchorage, Miami. Somebody is listening to us on a submarine somewhere. I'm serious. Shout out to all the military folk. Thank you for hanging out in submarines and in the air and on land and on bases. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be doing stuff. I don't know what y'all doing, but if something pop off, I'm staying in my house. So God bless y'all. Much love to everybody at work, everybody at home, people on the roads, the highways, the byways, whether you're on 20, 85, I-5, I-10, I-90, I-9, drive safe. Stay away from the idiots on the road. Don't be one of those idiots on the road. You can always listen to the show. It's real simple. On the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got a lot of those all over the country. Pick a city. Sirius XM channel 158. You never have to change the station, which is great. And then if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And then boom, the JR Sport Brief Show pops up. And if I'm not here, whoever the hell is on CBS Sports Radio, you get them instead. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy day. We've had a busy night. More recently, the Los Angeles Lakers just beat the Phoenix Suns 106-103. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to Vegas to take on the New Orleans Pelicans on Thursday night to decide who is going to represent the Western Conference in this NBA Cup. And on Thursday as well, the Indiana Pacers, they're going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the New York Knicks tonight 146-122. And so the Final Four is set for this inaugural NBA in-season tournament. And I would think the best matchup that we could possibly get would be the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Bucks in a single elimination game. Sign me up for it. And so for the Final Four, we'll play on Thursday, and the championship game, that's going to take place on Saturday. And so a lot of fun so far here in the NBA. A matter of fact, LeBron James, he just spoke to Ali LaForce on TNT. Let's take a listen to LeBron. He's like, hey, yeah, I'm trying to win all the gold. Give me a win. Give me a new trophy. Listen to this.
Well, LeBron, does taking over in the fourth ever get old?
No. It's money time. I've been here a lot of my career. Standard assignment, so I was happy I was able to make a couple plays, but big shot came from AR up one, take us up four. That was big time.
No question. 7.4 seconds on the clock, one possession game. What are you reinforcing your team in that timeout?
Well, we got to execute one, and like I said, AR got the shot, and then we had to come down here and protect, not give up a three being up four. KD made a heck of a reverse layup, but we was able to get the ball in. Let's execute. Try to make both free throws. AD went up one for two. And I wanted to foul. He
because of the shooting ability by KD and Book. But we didn't get an opportunity, and KD was listening to a wide right.
There's always a million scenarios at any point in time. You know them all. So my final question to you is, you've won a championship, you've been an MVP, a finals MVP, an Olympic gold medalist. What would an NBA Cup adding to that list of trophies mean to you, LeBron?
It is what it is. I mean, it's an inauguration. It is what it is at this point in the season. We have an opportunity to compete for something, so why not? I mean, you got the greatest competitors in the world fighting for something, so let's fight.
We'll see you in Vegas.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, LeBron James' stat line tonight was nuts. LeBron is going to turn 39 years old on the 30th of this month, right before New Year's. LeBron James had 30, hold on a second, where the hell did this go? 31 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, 5 steals. This is stupid. Anthony Davis, 27 points, 15 rebounds. Kevin Durant had 31 points. Austin Reeves had the three-pointer. That was pretty much the dagger to put a fork in the Phoenix Suns.
Hey,
Devin Booker. Yes, Chef.
When Magic, so you made a great stat comparison with Magic Johnson. When Magic Johnson did what he did, that was in year 7. 7. This is year 21. He's tripled Magic. That's the kind of stat line this guy's putting up night in and night out. Like, at what point, and I know you're going to hate where I'm going with this, but...
Do I?
Yeah. Because at what point do we just say, you know what? Maybe LeBron's peak wasn't quite Shaq's or MJ's, but his career is the greatest there ever was. Just simply on what he's doing in what supposedly is supposed to be the twilight of an NBA player's career, which is year 20 and 21, when it seems like he could be playing for another 5 years.
I think without a shadow of a doubt, his career is going to go down is probably, and this is what I say, there's a difference between he and Mike. Like, greatness comes in different forms. And when you think about the full breadth of his career, which is not done, it's ridiculous. It might span 25 years of just excellence, which is just mind-boggling. He is an anomaly, and the fact is, in a lot of cases, not just LeBron's, you really don't appreciate something while you're living in it. And I would think that everyone within sound of my voice has lived in it. I mean, even if you're a kid, all you know is LeBron. You don't remember the clippings. You don't remember the games on ESPN when he was in high school. It's prolonged, consistent excellence, and it looks like it's going to push 25, dare I say, plus years. I mean, you never know when someone could go down, but it's pretty nutty what he's done. And it's just like, at this point, I just want to see what other boxes get checked. You know, I've talked a lot about hoping to see his sons play with him. I think that would be a cherry on top. But once you do that, I don't know what the hell you want to do after. And we saw his son Bronny sitting in the stands. And, LeBron keeps going. I hope he does win this NBA Cup. Just keep checking the boxes, man. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. TJ calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, TJ?
Yes, sir. A few things. First, of the in-season tournament, if it's going to be a precursor or a look into the NBA playoffs, and if LeBron wins, do you think they should make the logo of LeBron or the trophy?
No, I don't think that matters. I haven't thought about that. No.
Okay.
And what about the NBA Finals? What did you say?
Oh, so if the in-season tournament is going to be like what the NBA Finals is going to be?
If it's
going to be the Lakers, the Pelicans.
No. I mean, could it be? Yeah, but do I think
maybe.
So? No. I don't think the Pacers are ready for prime time like that, man. No, no.
That guy in Canada that says 63% of Americans are stupid, and we think that Canada's some faraway magical land. Did you know that 70% of Canadians live underneath the 49th parallel?
Well, thank you. Thank
60% of them live underneath Seattle.
Oh, well, thank you.
So they're closer than you're saying, you know?
Oh, well, thank
you. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, thank you, TJ. Appreciate you. Boy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Naveed, he's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Naveed?
How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you? Speaking of a Canadian, here you are. What's up?
Kind of upset that you're not including hockey in your conversation.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the radio. I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead.
Who's your team? Who do you think will make the finals in the NHL?
Man, I ain't watching no NHL until we get to the Stanley Cup, man. I don't know.
I think my team up here just needs a defenseman. That's it.
The Maple Leafs?
The Maple Leafs, yes.
When's the last time they actually were good?
I think this is our year.
I didn't ask you that. I said, when is the last time the Maple Leafs were good?
Before I was born.
Well, okay. And so you're upset. You're joking, right? You don't expect me to talk about hockey here, do you?
No, come on. Hockey is a sport, too, like basketball, football.
Naveed, how far removed are you from school? How far removed are you from school?
From school? I was born in 73. Okay?
Okay. So why are you so bad at answering simple questions?
I asked you a question too. Hockey is
No. You did it again.
Jared, can I ask Naveed a question?
Go for it, Shep. Go for it.
So Naveed, this is my question for you. JR has referenced the Jets on all too many times because of their ineptitude. Now, JR knows this. I don't know if most Americans know this, though. The Maple Leafs used to be one of the most dominant teams in hockey history. It has been longer since the Maple Leafs have won a Stanley Cup than the Jets have actually won a Super Bowl. You really think the Maple Leafs are going to get brought up in the States, given how bad they have been the last 57 years?
I'm not saying talk about the Maple Leafs. I'm talking about bring up hockey. Talk about the LA Kings. There's other teams in the States that play hockey too.
Naveed,
right?
Naveed, listen to this. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna share with you some of the cities that listen to the show. You ready?
Yep.
Here in Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Honolulu, San Diego, okay. Las Vegas, Houston, Texas,
Las Vegas,
Miami, Florida. That's just a few of them, okay? Let me make something very clear. This is a national show. If you had to go ahead and rank, okay, the interest of American sports fans, what sports do you think people care about here in the States?
Hockey is growing. I'm sorry.
I didn't ask you that. Oh, sheesh. Hey, Shep, if he calls up, do me a favor.
Yes.
Don't push him to me to talk to him.
Copy
okay?
that. I hear here.
You can no. Right. You can talk to him.
Gotcha.
I don't want to talk to him.
So
give
me
a couple of months. I don't want to talk to him.
So JR. So you know this, and I'm having a transparent conversation with you that typically a host and producer would have off the air, right? So they got some like notable names like Tavares. Everyone knows John Tavares in New York, right?
Yeah.
William Nylander. Most people haven't heard of him, but he's their starter this year. There is the pushback that I think a lot of national hosts get that we don't bring up hockey until it's the Stanley Cup.
Correct.
Until it's the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals.
Or unless something notable happens, yeah.
So my question for you is, JR, as somebody that does branch out in so many sports, you go with what the audience wants to hear. I understand that. I respect that. There is a big hole right now when it comes to talking hockey in national sports. Do you think you could be that guy that does make it exciting? Because there's not a market for that right now in the landscape of talk radio, specifically
make
in the States.
Make it exciting?
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't
you know
get
what
brought
I wish,
up.
You know what I wish you'd play right now?
that lose customers?
No. Mike Tomlin, we do not care.
But JR, but you and I both know, when you watch Sid Crosby, when you watch Bedard, when you watch McDavid, even his teammate, Malkin, like, and Ovechkin, when Ovechkin used to be good, he's still good, but when he used to be at his apex, like, those guys are fun to watch. Even if it's in the regular season, they're just that much better than everybody else. The challenge I would have for people that do this is making hockey relevant to people in the States, because I believe the market is there.
We do not care.
Okay.
I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for me.
Got it.
Okay. I have interest in hockey when we get closer to the playoffs.
Why is that?
Why is this? It's not as interesting as it used to be.
Okay.
I don't find it. I've lost interest over the years in hockey. I used to love hockey. You want to know when I used to love hockey? I don't know. Almost 20 to 25 years ago.
Which is when the Rangers were really good. And we
lived
in New York.
Well, it's not even. It doesn't even have anything to do with the Rangers. It's the Rangers. It's thinking about the Devils. It's looking at Colorado. It's 25 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, when I really, really dug in and cared.
But they're
I don't have the same interest.
But they're bigger, stronger, faster. They're more skilled than they've ever been before. Why is there a lack of interest in hockey in the States right now?
I can't answer that. Maybe it's because there's a growth of another sport that's more easily accessible, and I don't know, soccer and football. Maybe it's because of the growth of digital media that goes along with basketball. I think those are simple reasons. If you're asking me, I got plenty of crap to do, okay, on a day-to-day basis. And as I got older, I had less of an interest in hockey, okay? A lot of the dudes that I watched, including Wayne Gretzky, started to hang it up. And so I don't have the same interest. And I think, especially as media has grown, there are other sports that are more accessible. It's like asking me, hey, why does America have less of an appetite for baseball? It's a simple answer. It's a slower game. I think if you take a look at hockey, it's not as accessible here. You know, I ain't waking up in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had hockey here, but I ain't waking up and saying, oh, man, I can't wait to see a hockey. It ain't none here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even back in New York, where am I watching hockey outside of going to Madison Square Garden? I have seen hockey in MSG. I've seen hockey when it used to exist at the Barclays Center. I've seen hockey in New Jersey. But most people in the United States of America, they ain't waking up. It's not as a relatable of a sport as the others. It's not. I mean, you got hockey out in Phoenix, Arizona, and they trying to figure out where they're going to play. And so it's very simple. It's where does hockey fall in the pecking order here in the United States of America? It ain't one, it ain't two, it ain't three, it's four. I got no problem with hockey, none
right.
at all.
Right, I get that.
I don't have as big of an interest in it.
The question I would have for you is, you've been to every single sporting event known to man and womankind. You can't, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't tell me that hockey is sold out when people actually watch hockey at these professional arenas, these games are sold out. And it is the most exciting, most scintillating, most back and forth, most highly contested atmosphere there is in all professional sports. People don't realize how exciting these games are when they go in person.
That. I wouldn't say that. I would say some of the European soccer that I've seen overseas is more whatever the hell you called it, scintillating and exciting. There's no doubt that hockey is a better experience seeing it in person. That I would say. But to say that it is sitting at the top of the list of, like, engagement, nah, I'm not saying that. It's just, it's what it is. Hey, look, I'm not going to sit here. If I wanted to, I could sit here every single night and I could do a boxing show. But the fact of the matter is, most people wouldn't know what the hell or who the hell I'm talking about. And so I talk about what casts the widest net. Which is why I think if most people listen to the show, it's a little bit different than a lot of things you might hear. I'm not going to sit here and talk to the offensive line coach from XYZ University, because who cares? Who knows him? And so I want to talk about things that can kind of rope people in. And when it comes down to hockey, there's not a relatable factor. If I'm going to talk about something, I want people to have an opinion. Not everybody's going to feel strongly about everything. People are going to feel one way stronger, one way or another. But to sit here and delve, it's just like most people, especially if you got to touch people in different locales in different regions, we talk about hockey when a lot of people care about it a little bit more than normal. We talk about golf when there's a reason for people to care. On a more consistent basis, people are always engaged with the NFL. Whether they love it or they hate it, people are engaged with the NBA. People touch Major League Baseball a little bit more. And then even, it's no different than soccer. Soccer's growing here in the country, and we've been able to have some interesting conversations about it, mostly about Messi, the World Cup. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, man, this is what the Chicago Fire did against, I don't know, NYCFC, because who cares? And so when it comes down to hockey, yeah, there's a time for us to care, and most of it is surrounding the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just the reality of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And we got a lot of people with a lot to say. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. I got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. I'm not calling the defensive player. I'm going to just call a team. How about the 49ers smacking the Eagles 42-19? Yeah, I mean, the Eagles can only live on the line or live life on the wire for that long without getting punched in the face, and they did. 42-19. Eagles only coming up with 19 points. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What we got here? Mike is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, damn. Sheesh. Hey, Shep, what did he have? Narcolepsy? What happened to that guy?
I mean, I checked on him a few minutes ago. He was good, so.
Oh, man. He needs that mask that Joe Biden sleeps with.
I didn't know Joe Biden sleeps.
Was he a robot?
I mean, when you're president of the United States, you're not exactly sleeping these days.
You don't think Joe Biden goes to bed?
I think he has power naps.
If he didn't go to sleep, he'd be, he'd be the other thing.
Right, but JR, with what's going on in the world right now, I don't think the president is sleeping too much these days.
I think he's sleeping, bro. You think he's asleep right now? He is.
No, he's not.
He has to be asleep.
I don't think so.
How old is he? 80 what?
He's 80, I believe.
Was that Joe Biden?
What?
That guy we just spoke to?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Biden's got more life than that.
Okay. 855-212-4CBS. We got Gary from Florida. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, hey, JR.
How you doing?
Good. You know, not only do I think LeBron is the greatest basketball player ever, I'd say it's possible he's the greatest athlete ever. And I don't know about thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago what these athletes were like, but in my lifetime, last 50 or 60 years of watching sports, I can't think of anybody who's been more exciting and dominant over such a long period of time and just shows such consistent excellence on the court and off the court. So that's what I think about LeBron James.
Okay. You know what? Gary, I don't know if I'm prepared to go there yet, but he is certainly making his case. I'm interested to see how many more years that he tacks on and whatever else accomplishments that he has. He might have another one this upcoming Saturday if the Lakers can win on Thursday against the Pelicans. And if he can pick up this NBA Cup, we're going to find out sooner than later. Thank you, Gary, for calling from Florida. Dave is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, JR, what's going on? Real quick about hockey, and then I want to talk about the Lakers. I'm originally from New York, as you may know. The only thing I know about the Rangers is if they make it back in the newspaper. Other than that, I could care less. And the Lakers, LeBron is on some other level. I know, I just want to add to what the last caller said. 50, 60 years ago, who knows what guys did. But LeBron is just on some other level. Take my call, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt, Dave. Thank you for calling from Miami. Austin is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, what's up? Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a couple things on hockey, which I know isn't a hot topic. I'll try to keep it brief. Hockey was my favorite sport when I was younger. I'm 38 now. I would say in the 90s and the early 2000s when I played ice hockey and roller hockey, it was amazing. And the reason why it's dipped, I think, are a few reasons. Being from the West Coast, you can play roller hockey pretty much year-round. Ice hockey is extremely expensive, so that's why a lot of kids don't get into it. I can't afford for my two children to play ice hockey, even though it was my favorite sport I ever played. So that's part of it. The other thing, too, is we used to have roller rinks where you could get into hockey if you just had a pair of rollerblades. When was that popular? In the 90s and possibly the early 2000s. So the precipitous drop of using rollerblades, and also the lack of roller rinks and the less accessible areas to play hockey. I'll give you this example. Two of the rinks that I used to play hockey when I was a kid in Monterey and in Santa Cruz got turned into basketball complexes, which is great, you know. But there's so many reasons why we don't see hockey rising in popularity. It's way too expensive. It's more expensive than golf, quite honestly. And it's sad because if you've never been to a hockey game, right next to basketball, it's the most exciting thing you'll see, but it just costs too much. But anyway, that's all I got. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Austin, for calling from Cali. Yeah, I mean, the point that I made is, yeah, if you go around regionally, like here in Atlanta, ain't nobody think about no hockey. Like, when I was up in New York, like, come on. I mean, outside of, I'm going to the Garden, and unless you're in the burbs, the suburbs, the city, like, it's basketball courts everywhere. People looking at basketball, baseball, football. You'd be hard-pressed to find folks outside of the city proper that you got to go outside the city proper to get people that are into hockey. It's tough. Like, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to go play hockey. You can't do that. You got to go find a bunch of people. You got to find a rink. I can find one person to play basketball, myself, okay? It's not that tough. Scott, he's calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent. How you doing?
I cannot complain if I tried.
Good.
I was calling, and the last caller kind of touched on it. The accessibility thing is 100% of where the lack of interest comes from overall in the general speaking, but I'm from Detroit and grew up in one of the greatest eras of hockey and a couple of franchise years that were, we got to pick and choose puzzle pieces to build a dynasty roster for guys to win their rings. So my interest level is obviously going to be higher than somebody from say the South or out on the West. And I think the only thing that kind of caught me in a way where I'm not sure if I agree, and this may again be regional bias, and I was very blessed. It wasn't my family, but I had outside sponsorship to pay for me to be able to play at a higher level in my younger years. No matter what, football in the United States will always be king at any level. The NBA will be the next thing behind it. MLB, I don't even see that falling ahead or jumping ahead of NHL hockey anymore because and maybe it's, yet again, this may be because of the region I'm in, but the bias falls solely on football is king, our basketball team is the biggest joke in the league right now, and the commissioner should push Tom Gores out of Detroit, get him out so we can get somebody that cares about basketball in our city again. And it just
you're saying a lot, Scott. Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
The
only thing that threw me off is the mention of soccer being a sport. I understand on an accessibility level that is correct, but I don't think that's the case on a popularity level.
Well, Scott, I'm not thinking about today or tomorrow. I'm thinking about into the future. And so there is no doubt in my mind, okay, over the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now, that soccer, which is a global sport where everybody in every corner of the planet plays, that it's going to surpass hockey here in the States at some point. Is it going to be a bunch of decades from now? Maybe. Is it going to be sooner? I have no idea, but I'm almost certain that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Thank you for your time, and I love listening to the show. My whole machine shop's making braces for handicapped people on a daily basis, and we got you on every night when you're on. So thank you for being there. We all appreciate it, man.
And no problem, Scott. Y'all be cool, okay?
Always. Have a great one.
All right. Shout out to my man Scott for calling from the D. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get some more of your calls before we have to roll out, before I have to shut up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, Chef, what's my favorite word?
I don't know.
It's okay.
What is your favorite word?
I can't say it. I get kicked off the radio.
Oh. Then for that favorite word, you don't say it too often.
It's Too Short's favorite word.
This is where I would have to know Too Short's.
Too Short.
Sorry, Too Short. Got it.
Yeah, Too Short.
Is that... No, I'm being serious when I say this, because I did not know who Bad Bunny was for the longest time.
Right.
I'm assuming Too Short is a musician.
We just played his music.
Okay, this is your music? It's always been your music? I have no idea who's behind these, instrumentals.
Yeah. And Too Short, he's a legend from the Bay.
Is he really?
Yes, yeah, from the Bay.
He's the legend?
Too Short?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Freaky Tales? No.
Well, like when you bring up, Def Jam or Rick Ross or Run DMC... Like, those guys, LL Cool J, like, I know those guys. Snoop, obviously. Chuck D. But I've never heard, I don't know if many people have heard of Too Short, like, who are not familiar with the intricacies of music the way you are.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah but he's a legend. Too Short's a legend, yeah.
Okay.
That's why we play. Blow the whistle, yeah.
Gotcha.
If you Google Too Short's favorite word, it'll come up.
Is Nelly a legend?
Nelly?
Yeah.
He's one of the most successful artists. I guess he's a St. Louis legend, I guess.
Gotcha.
If you're asking me personally, if you ask me what I would prefer to listen to, I'd probably take Too Short over Nelly. But Nelly had a lot of hits. He got Ashanti pregnant. Good for him.
Yeah, man. Nelly was maybe the biggest hip-hop artist, I would say, 20 years ago.
He sold a lot of records. There's no disputing that. Very a commercial success, without a shadow of a doubt. I can't take that away from the man. Anyway, what are we doing here? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you know Too Short's favorite word, do me a favor. Do not repeat it here on the airwaves. Let's go to Tim from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What's up, JR? I was just about to repeat it.
Yeah, I'm glad you won't. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say we all just probably need to pump our brakes on LeBron James as far as what I've been hearing.
Are you playing? Is that Elmo in the background? What is that?
Sorry, that's my daughter.
Yeah, I was like, I hear Elmo. Listen, I know what Elmo sounds like. It's okay. God bless her. What you got to say about LeBron? Oh, he's Tim. Damn it, Tim's too busy. That's a shame. Don't go nowhere, Tim. If your daughter can, if we can get you back on, we will, Tim. Don't go anywhere. If you got to hang up, I understand. I know Elmo when I hear Elmo. I was like, I heard Elmo in the back. I'm like, what's going on there? Kevin is calling from Annapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, home of Bill Belichick. I had worked at the Naval Academy, so this is a big weekend for me, Army, Navy. But anyway, I want to say a little bit about music. I do front stage, backstage. I was with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. What a show. These guys are almost 70. Totally amazing. And I'm going to ask you this. The greatest R&B song of all time, the artist is out here from Reisterstown, Maryland. His name is Mario. All the artists got together. Have you ever heard of Mario?
Mario? Mario, who used to have Braid My Hair? Mario?
Let Me Love You. Let Me Love You was ranked the number one song by
yes,
all the
with
artists.
Biz, have to tell me. I know Mario. Biz Markie. Yeah, from like 20 years ago. Yes, I know.
No, this guy is 36 years old. I think it's a different guy.
No, it's not. Mario's been out. Kevin, slow down. Slow down.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You're so excited to tell me about Mario?
Yeah, I like Mario. Man, he's good.
He's been out for about 20 years now. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Moving on to LeBron James. Do you remember about a year or so ago, Michael Jordan said, any place, anytime, anywhere. He shot like 35 to 45 jump shots, hit like just about everyone. He was trying to get onto YouTube for charity for him to play 1-on-1 against LeBron James. Let me tell you something. My dad grew up with Jerry West.
Kevin.
Good.
I have never heard that in my life.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard through some of my sources. All right, now.
Hold on, Kevin. Why are you coming on the radio making stuff up, Kevin? Come on. Michael Jordan was standing around challenging LeBron. Now you know better. Kevin, I'm being nice. Just go ahead and make your point without all the extra. Go ahead.
Michael Jordan is the greatest ever and ever will be, and that's what Larry Bird said. Frickin' LeBron couldn't hold Larry Bird's jock strap. Couldn't hold it. My dad grew up Nick Saban and also.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Damn. I felt like that was like the reincarnation of Macho Man Randy Savage without the crazy voice. Listen, I don't think anyone is, at least certainly not tonight, anyone is getting into the Michael Jordan, who's the better or greatest basketball player. It's really simply looking at LeBron James, his entire career, and how long he's been excellent. That's it. And there is no comparison when it comes to that. Not even Michael Jordan. And we can sit around and play the what-if game. If you're asking me which basketball player I want, I'm still choosing Michael Jordan in his prime, and I'm not thinking twice about it. But if you want to talk about the entire career, there is almost getting to the point of just like what LeBron James is doing is already ridiculous. And what Michael Jordan has done is in Michael Jordan's category. And what LeBron James has done is what he's done. And they're great in their own regards. 855-212-4CBS. Beck is here from Florida.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I called about some other things. I know we're against the clock and get some more people on, but you guys threw the curveball with music, and I've kind of been saving something from a long time with that, so I can save the NHL talk or whatever else for another time. Nelly was in the Big 12, I think, halftime game this weekend, and, yeah, definitely I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. You can blow the whistle on the whole college committee. We won't get into that right now, but just with music – back when you weren't even in months ago or whatever, out play a person from your Second City or whatever, Outkast was voted in the Billboard or whatever else as a top rap duo or group. Where is your views on that, and why don't you ever throw in any Outkast from being in the ATL when you come back from shows?
Because I'm running the gamut here. That's pretty much
it. I know the Ghetto Boys. That was the first time I ever called in. That's when I heard the Ghetto, the H-Town,
I love Scarface. I love Scarface. It's one of my favorite records of all time, and that's why it's the intro to the show.
Right, and you've got to obviously with my
and the other part hard. About it is that there's a tone to the music that gets played. Obviously, I'm not going to play every bit of music that I enjoy. It makes absolutely no sense for me to come back from break, for the most part, and play Stevie Wonder. You know, it has to fit the tone of the show and the time that I'm on. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know, and that's how I learned you. Again, listening to you, I mean, because you're a New Yorker, which then you came down to the South. But here, I was in South Florida. We had a bunch of New Yorkers, DJ Clue tapes. I remember, again, you're probably my age or a little bit younger. I remember DJ Clue tapes, DJ Screw, H-Town, underground with H-Town.
I know DJ Clue. Yes, I know him. Yeah, I know him.
You know, Two Live Crew was before my time, but the whole Miami bass movement. So then again, Uncle that never Luke. Got popular. Yeah. Everything was East West Coast, but the South had a movement that never gets respected to this day. Too, I mean, Little Kiki, all these freestyle kings. You had the New York stuff, but again, I know you know this, but again, putting it out to the masses, go Google it or whatever else. But we lived through a great generation of
music.
You
listen to the music. I touch a little bit of every place, man. You know,
I know. That's why I love you guys, because you guys are smart and keep it real. Thank you for all the good work you and Shep and everybody at CBS is doing. God bless everybody out there. Have a good one.
You as well, Beck. Thank you for calling from Florida. You see, now I can make a cue to corrupt. It's over now. It's over. It's over now. It's over. It's my turn now. It's over. The game is shut down. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, every Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. I'll be bringing a new one in about 24 hours from now. We're going to talk some more football, I'm sure. We'll get into Roger Goodell. He talked about the globalization of the NFL. We didn't touch it tonight. We'll get it tomorrow. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to you, wherever the hell you at, for listening. I'm done on CBS Sports Radio, but don't move. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.